excuse me for my voice, but I have never, never seen anything like it. On the road again.
If we wanted to hit mailboxes, we could let Ralph drive. We're the best
of friends. Moron, your bus is leaving. Keep turning our way and our way.
It's on the road again. Welcome to this Arizona edition of the On the Road Home podcast. This is Ken Crawford reporting to you on the way home from the Arizona game, somewhere in the desert of Arizona itself. Obviously, last night's game was very disappointing for Bear fans everywhere. And I think it's going to be very difficult for people to think about it rationally and to think about what the opportunities are moving forward. How good is this team? Is this team going to pull another collapse and end up, you know, barely being bowl eligible? Or is this a team that this was just a minor setback that will respond similarly to how it did to Maryland and has a lot of wins in front of it? I think there's a general consensus that teams like USC are probably out of reach. I mean, maybe the team could get lucky and win a game like that. And, of course, everyone's going to cheer and hope and pray. But, you know, when you get down to brass tacks, you know in your heart that that's a really unlikely scenario. But really, beyond that, there's at least the possibility that this team is good enough to still win all the rest of their games. Is UCLA beatable? Absolutely, no doubt. Oregon, particularly if they're struggling, then USC, which is the likely loss. But you come back with Oregon State, a team that's dangerous, that has a lot of the same qualities as Arizona. I've already heard a lot said about how Arizona's running back, the backup who came in, looks a lot like Oregon State's running back. But still, Arizona could have been beat with a better game, and so I think Oregon State could be beat with a better game. And then Stanford and Washington are both imminently beatable teams, particularly Washington. Stanford has done very poorly on the road, has yet to win a road game. So, looking at that schedule, this team could still be a 9-3 team, and definitely an 8-4 team with losing one of those games and winning the rest. So it'll be very interesting to see how it plays out. The players seemed very determined after the game when talking to the press. And because this is a road game where I did cover the game for Bear Territory, I will have player quotes and interviews with both Tedford and Bob Gregory at the end of the podcast, even though this is with Excuse Me for My Voice. So make sure you listen for that. But the players were very disappointed, but also very ready to look forward. It's like, well, we lost, it sucks, but next week we have UCLA, and we can improve, and we can beat them. And I didn't get the feeling that this was a team that was looking to give up. This was a team that was looking to rebound, and even still had some pipe dreams of things like winning the Pac-10 title, because minus Arizona finishing out their season undefeated, Cal's destiny is still in its own hands. If it was to go through and win out the whole season, all you need is a one loss from Arizona, and the Bears would be the Pac-10 representative in the Rose Bowl. Getting down into the specifics of each of the units, I'll avoid the quarterback question for later on, because I really think this game was more about the defense than the offense. You know, everyone's going to make their parallels with last season, or in 2006, being unable to win in Arizona, and how now twice in a row can't pull that off. But last time, the defense mostly did its job. The final score was 24-20, and any time the defense holds a team in the low 20s, generally speaking, that should be good enough for a Pac-10 team. They should be able to put up more than that. 42 is too many. You're just not consistently going to win games when you give up 42 points. And you're definitely not going to win when you give up 28 in one quarter. Now, admittedly, one of those was the interception for the touchdown, but it's still way too much, even the 21 from the defense. And the big plays in the third quarter, you know, a long pass for a touchdown, another long pass over the middle that was actually pretty well defended and a well-thrown ball, but it doesn't change the fact. Two big, long touchdown passes. And then a third running play that was similarly as disastrous. So, three huge plays that pretty much gave away the game. And then you add in the interception that Longshore threw, and that was it. That was the end. So, I really put this loss on the defense's back, and I was very disappointed with their inability to tackle well, with their inability to seal the edges on the running game. I think it's important to remember that the one quarter where the Cal defense was successful, actually the two quarters, the first quarter and the second quarter, where they did well, the first quarter it was because Arizona was turning over the ball. It was not because the offense wasn't productive. And the second quarter, it's because Arizona explicably went away from the run game that was winning the game for them. And clearly they realized at halftime that for some reason they were abandoning the run game, and it was working very well against the Bears. And when they went back to it starting in the third quarter, everything fell apart for the Cal defense from there, and they never were able to recover. So I put this on the back of the defense. The defense never put it together. They were only given gifts both in play calling and in turnovers that kept them in the game in the first half. And it could have been a lot more than 42 if Arizona had played better in the first half the way they should have played and not gotten into the conservative game that they did at the end of the fourth quarter when they were grinding it out. Of course, that's the right thing for them to do. That's how you play good football. But point is, it could have been 50 points easily. I was really surprised that the 3-4 didn't do a good job of sealing the outside runs, particularly the way they play it, where they bring those two outside linebackers right up onto the line. And that puts you in a great position. That puts you in a place where you've got a tackler outside the last lineman. But somehow they were able to seal up that outside even with the linebacker there, and I'm not sure how they were able to make that work. And it would be an interesting review to go through some video footage and try to figure out who was doing it and how they were able to accomplish it, because it was inexplicable based on looking at the formations before the snap. I mean, you could have given me a freeze frame and said, in this formation, is an outside run play going to work? And I would have told you no. So that was very disappointing. The pass coverage was okay. The long plays were disappointing, but that's, you know, how things go sometimes. You just can't always get the deflections and stuff like that. And on the one play with Sid where he went for the ball instead of the tackle, I mean, I think to some degree he needs to remember that and not always go for the ball, because it's too painful when you get burned that way. If he had done the tackle, they would have only had the ball at the 25 or so, as opposed to a touchdown. The one thing that I think really hurt the Bears along this line was the referees. Not from a not calling a fair game or not that, but they called a very loose game. They allowed a very physical game. They allowed, you know, more instances of pass interference and marginal holding to go. There were very few flags in this game, and it's not because the players weren't doing the sort of things that often get called. And that's okay from a big picture standpoint, although consistency between game to game is nice. But I really think that loose calling was to the benefit of Arizona and their style, particularly on the defensive side of the ball. Cal's defense tends to be a little bit more finesse, a little bit more about the deflection, as opposed to really physically manning up and just mauling them all of the time. And if so, if that's not being called the Arizona offense, which does do a lot of that and isn't getting called, is able to do things that it really felt like it took the Cal defense three quarters to figure out they could be very physical with the receivers. Moving on to the offensive side of the ball, of course, the number one topic to discuss is Longshore and Riley. And it's never easy to analyze these things because there's so many caveats you could bring up. Riley didn't have a good opportunity because he was in the fourth quarter and he had to throw and the defense knew he had to throw. Longshore didn't have an opportunity to play in that same situation that Riley was in, and would he not have done some of the overthrows that Riley did? Or would the pressure that Riley escaped from have sacked Longshore? Or there's, I could just keep going on, or and or of these things of how it's hard to evaluate the two of them. And so I think I really will avoid doing it and just focus more on what I think is going to happen moving forward. The key thing to note, and you'll hear it in the interview quotes, Tedford has not lost his confidence in Longshore, and I think he will probably be the starter again next week, particularly because Riley didn't save the game, or didn't even come close. He was not the savior many people were hoping for, and he showed a lot of weakness himself. So, throwing away all the caveats, Riley did no better than Longshore, and Tedford, I think, believes Longshore to be the better quarterback, particularly when scrambling isn't necessary. So, if I had to guess, UCLA Longshore is going to get the start. But the overall implications of him being willing to pull a quarterback in the fourth quarter, not because the game's already out of hand, not because it was planned he was bringing in somebody at that time, but because he felt he needed to make a switch, is groundbreaking, unprecedented. First time probably in the history of Tedford's years here. I mean, perhaps it happened once with or twice with Aaron Rodgers when he was first in the system and he'd go back to Reggie Roberts. And I think that might have even happened in that 2003 USC game where something like that happened. But overall, this is a very unique move for Tedford, particularly in the current situation. And it really leaves us in uncharted territory of what he might do moving forward, whether he'll even consider doing this again, or whether he'll look at that and say, you know what, the lack of confidence that shows in the quarterback and the way the offense reacts to a change like that is just not worth it. It's hard to tell what he's going to do and how he's going to act in the future. I think what it does say is throw away the rule book, throw away the template. He's in new ground where he's kind of going by feel, and you're going to see probably more decisions that will surprise some, or will at least surprise me. I talked to some other people, and they didn't seem as surprised as I did, but maybe they're going to be surprised next week when he doesn't get pulled, and it seems like he would have pulled him like this time. So, as some blogger would say, Tedford only knows. The rest of the offense, the wide receiver drops are really troubling. This is too late in the season to still be struggling with this. It's one thing when the first couple of weeks, these guys are new to the system, trying to, you know, things like that. But that was game number 6. That was not game number 3. And that really hurt the offense. I mean, think about how many of those plays would have been crucial conversions, some on third down, or some on second down where it now set up third and long where they weren't able to convert. A million things where if I actually had to pick the single thing that caused the loss on offense or that hurt them on offense so that they lost, it would be the drop ball. So it would not be Longshore. It would not even be the switch to Riley. It would just be that they weren't getting the job done. And I just don't know what's going on here. I can't put it together. In practice, with the exception of Boateng, who seems to just have drop-itis left and right in practice. In fact, he's better in the game than he is in practice. But with him as a lone exception, they catch very well in practice, surprisingly well in practice, and they're dropping it left and right during the game, and I just don't get it. Probably the next thing I would list as a cause is the inconsistency of the run game. Yeah, Best had a few really nice runs, and yeah, that touchdown run of his was really special, as are so many of his. Really, that was the bulk of the running game. I mean, he didn't have a great game, and nor did Vereen when he came in. So I'm not sure what it is. And I've seen this a few times where Cal starts out the game with three or four running plays that look really good, and my gut says, hey, if the running game is going to work like this, this is going to be a great win for the team. And then it doesn't happen. For whatever reason, they bog down. They can't keep the running game being productive. I don't know if it's just the defense that makes some adjustments and now understands how the Bears are going to block them or what. But I've seen a lot of this where, as the game progresses, the offensive line is not able to open the holes that they were, particularly at the beginning of the game, and the running game suffers. And a lot of times you can say, well, it's because the Bears were up and they knew we were going to run the ball or stuff like that, but it seems like it's more universal than that. And again, I don't have the underlying answers as to why that's happening, but I think that was a big issue, and the Bears are going to have to be better at running the ball consistently. The big play is not the point of the running game. The point of the running game is to get 4 and 5 yards every time. If you want a big play, there's a guy named Longshore or another guy named Riley who know how to throw the ball way down the field. The goal of the running game is consistency. It's to make sure you don't end up in third and long by getting the ball down to where you're looking at 3rd and 2 after a couple of 4-yard runs. Or better than that if you do even better. So the consistency is just not there in the running game, and that really hurts. One final note on the defense. An area that also really hurt there was the poor tackling. And some have pointed out, you know, the small running back and being able to get down on him. But the way the Bears tackle, where they go for the legs or the waist and then spin the guy, I don't think that was the issue. I just think they weren't using very good form and really getting in there and wrapping up that waist and knocking him down. They were ending up at his ankles instead of at his waist, which is where you're supposed to be. They were sometimes coming in way too high, but tackling as if they were tackling at the legs. And, you know, the type of grip you're using is very different. So that was a really disappointing thing for the defense that I don't think it alone would have saved the game. I mean, the big plays where they got the touchdowns, nobody missed a tackle. It was way downfield by the time anybody was even close to him. But I do think it hurt in the overall game plan, and perhaps because they were having to overcompensate for bad tackling by loading the box a little bit more and stuff like that, perhaps that's part of the reason the passing game was as open as it was. So the tackling really hurt, and hopefully this was just an exception, and we won't see this moving forward. Even in the Maryland game, tackling has not been a big problem, and hopefully it was just the lone exception. Something about coming to Arizona hurts. So overall, lots of things to be concerned about, lots of reasons to worry about this team in weeks to come, but there's also a lot of fixable things, things that if the Bears really do come out and practice hard this week and fix some of these problems, Arizona is a difficult matchup for them, so I think particularly UCLA and some other teams on the schedule will be easier for them. So it'll be very interesting to see how things go moving forward. That wraps it up for this edition of the On the Road Home podcast. Remember to listen to quotes from Tedford and defensive coordinator Bob Gregory. Also quotes from Kevin Riley, from Verrin Tucker, from Cameron Mora, and thank you for listening.
Well, they were pretty balanced. I mean, they hit some big runs. They controlled the line of scrimmage, at least off the edge. You know, off tackle, they did a nice job of blocking it, and the back's really good. He hit a crease. He ran hard. And so, you know, you got to give them a lot of credit. Yeah, I mean, usually Grigsby's the guy, you know, but I don't know what was wrong with Grigsby tonight, but the other guy did just fine, obviously, so. Well, they just, you know, they had some good schemes. They hit us a couple times. They hit us with a tight end. We didn't adjust right to a motion. And then next time we adjusted, they hit the other guy going down the crease, and Sid took a gamble and went for the ball, and the guy caught it. Mike Thomas caught it and ran for a touchdown. So you have to give them credit. They executed well, and we didn't. Not very good. Not very good. You know, it's we're not consistent enough. Again, on third down, you know, our third down percentage is terrible. And, you know, we obviously have to go back and look and see, you know, what's going on. Are we putting the kids in a position to be successful? And, you know, but it comes down to making plays as well. You know, and we didn't make enough plays today. Because we bogged down a little bit, you know, felt like we needed a spark in there. You know, I'm not putting this loss on Nate by any means. He did some good things in the game, but we're a little bit stagnant offensively. A couple series there where we bogged down. We had to pick for a touchdown. And I felt like we needed to get something going. I thought Kevin could maybe do that for us. No, I don't think he lost any confidence. You know, it was just a culmination of things, a few drives in a row. You know, we got to catch the ball better, you know. You know, we had some drop passes, and you know, it's not one guy. It's, you know, there's a lot of things. It's a team effort. You win as a team, and you lose as a team. And there's a lot of lessons to be learned from this in all phases of the game. Did okay. I mean, you know, he's under different circumstances there. You know, where they're laying back and they're doing some things like that, and you know, but he did all right. David, I don't know that he re-injured himself, but he was sore. And you know, I know how tough he is, and I asked him if he was hurting. He shook his head yes, so didn't want to put him in a position anymore.
Did you know his elbow was sore, or was it something else? Or
his elbow. No, I mean, we were mixing it up a little bit. We were having some success throwing the football. You know, you got to mix it up, you know, and so they had the box stacked. They had a lot of guys in there, and so you know, we had some stuff to throw the football. We made some plays in the passing game, but we just didn't convert on third down. Yeah, I thought Tucker, you know, contributed nicely and got his feet wet in there, and I would just see him really becoming more a part of what's going on. We did fine. We made a few field goals, kicked a 50, tried a 50-yarder. He had plenty of leg for it. He was just off to the left, off to the right a little bit. But for the most part, I thought he did okay the first time kicking field goals. Well, they did put pressure. They did a good job of mixing it up. They brought pressure. They laid off. They did a lot of different things. But they had a good mix. I don't know if there's any pressure. No, I don't think that. I mean, you need to produce, but I don't. You know, nobody was pressing or panicking or anything like that. No, I don't. I mean, at some point in the game, yeah, we gotta score some points here, you know, because they've scored, we haven't, and we need to put some points on the board. And we just were never able to do it.
First of all, I think they did a great job. I think our guys played really hard, and we kind of came down to making a play we needed. We just couldn't quite make the play. We had a guy right there, and a big long pass to the tight end. We just couldn't get the ball out. So we were close, just didn't make the plays, and they made the plays today, and they did a nice job. Well, I first got to credit their back. Back did a nice job, and we teach our guys able to field tackle on the legs. We were there, and he kept slipping us, and sure, we didn't tackle as well as we have been, but we need to get better. I haven't seen much of him. He did a nice job. You know, Grigsby's been the guy. I think since he turned the ball over, they really took him out. The other kid did a nice job. Well, I think, first of all, I think our guys played really hard. They played their fannies off, and I got to make sure I do a good job. putting our guys in positions. That's the only thing you want to do as a coach, make sure you put your guys in position to succeed. We played hard enough to win in front of our guys. We just got to come up with plays and make sure it was matched up right across the board.
Yeah, you know, I think he's just trying to get a spark because we didn't have much going on in the second half. And I think he was just trying to get everybody to jump and get going. And now he just didn't get in the zone. We had chances. I think near the end, I started just trying to. I saw some matchups. I tried to just throw a couple of jump balls, you know, when it was like a minute 30 left, stuff like that. But, you know, just trying to get in the zone just didn't happen. That was a surprise. I mean, I was ready to play. You know, I prepare every week like I'm going to be ready. And, you know, in case Nate gets hurt or something like this happens, you know. So, and I wasn't completely surprised when he told me to get ready. And, you know, so I just try to get everybody going. It didn't work out. You know, you don't really think about it like that. You just try to think about get the team in position to score. You know, yeah, you come out there a little, you know, haven't thrown a ball all day, but I mean, you know what you're supposed to do, so you just got to go out there and execute. And a lot of plays that didn't happen. I mean, you can't really judge this game. I mean, I went in there when we needed to throw the ball, and there was a little bit of, like, Maryland at the fourth quarter. I think they were hoping to get some scoring quick. I think that's what they were looking for. You know, we were in 2 minute offense, like, when we started, like, our second drive, and just clutch, and, you know, we need to score fast, and I thought maybe give us a little jump, so, I mean, can't really tell. I mean, I knew, because we had no timeouts left, so I saw that was going to be, like, a 6 yard gain. I knew I was close or over, and I knew a penalty would stop the clock. It's only a 2 yard loss, so, I mean, more just clock. We would have lost 30 seconds more if I kept on running, so that's the main reason.
Is that a learning from last year in Oregon State?
I think so. I mean, you know the situation. You have no timeouts, and, you know, you can't have the clock be running like that. So I just threw it, took penalty, got everybody ready to go.
The touchdown play was, I had to come in and work back out, and somewhere I got pushed out of bounds and worked back out, and Nate found me in the back of the end zone near the backside pylon, and it was a good throw and a good catch.
Did you out of bounds?
No, I got forced out of bounds. The referees was discussing it was a forced out, so I was eligible to still catch the touchdown pass. Through bye week and this week coming up, I've been having a really good practice, and the coach has been putting me in certain situations to give me the ball, and I just came out here with the mindset to just go out there and give him my all, and I had a pretty good game. Those are just the throws that I got to try to, you know, run it down, or he just has to put it on me. But, you know, you don't dwell on that too much. You just forget about it and look forward to the next down. We wasn't doing some of the things we were doing in the first half to get the lead. We kind of got away from our game plan, but it's just the whole team. It wasn't the defense, it was an offense. You know, we just had to come together as a unit and just try to put points on the board, and we didn't get it done tonight. I think that was kind of my fault. You know, I should have kept my legs pumping. I didn't know how close or how far the defender was on me, but I was just making sure, you know, look the ball in, catch it first, and then think about running.
Is that a hard one when you see yourself 2 yards from the end zone?
Oh, yeah. You know, we always, as receivers, we think score, but it was kind of hard, but eventually I got a touchdown today, so I'm pretty happy with my how the game went for me. Yes, it does, kind of, because, you know, more than my individual stats, I want to see the team win, you know. So we just got to go back home tonight. Tomorrow, look ready, get ready for practice, and look forward to UCLA. We're disappointed in ourselves, you know. Some of the things that we did during the game was kind of our fault, you know, not so much what Arizona was doing. But, you know, we can't sit here and dwell on this loss too much. We got a game next Saturday. So we're going to put this behind us after tomorrow, watch film, get better, and we'll be looking forward to next Saturday.
Nah, I didn't bother with it at all. Not in my mind. I feel like I went up, just brought it back here. Nah, I didn't even know why they were reviewing it. I thought maybe my foot might have been out of bounds, but that was the only thing I thought they could have reviewed. But I saw where I fell out of bounds, and I knew I was in, so I knew it was a touchdown. On the road again.